Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
The goodness of the Lord, and talking about the effectiveness that we can have as a people, and just sharing. And the gentleman was saying that he said it seems to be so politically incorrect, you know, to talk about God so that you're not offensive to people. And he says it's the one thing that people need to hear about, and the one thing that people need to know about. I'm telling you, this is an incredible opportunity that we have to just serve our God and love our God. I am Dr. Cassandra McDonald with Cass Ministry. Cass Mind is the name of my 501c3. There we go. Everything is a Cass. But, you know, it's just amazing if you just reach out and dare to talk to people about who Jesus is and really, you know, and not be worrying about being politically correct or incorrect, but just tell your story. That's it. Your story is your story. And it's not disputable. I mean, it's your story. So it's nothing, it's not debatable. It's your story. And that's all God expects us to do, like the song said, you know, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wondrous works unto the children of men, telling that story. Just talking about, because listen, your words have power. Your words are effective. Your words are how we communicate. The word is how God communicated to us through the word. That is how it works, using your word. This is what God wants us to do, is to talk about his goodness unto the children of men. Tell your story. What do you know about God? How has he been effective in your life? Tell your story, that God is a good God and he loves you. He loves you. He loves all of us. He created us. And this is what he wants us to do, is just, you know, acknowledge who he is, just acknowledging who he is. I've got a call coming in from Guatemala. I'm trying to tell her I'm on live. Hopefully, maybe she can call in. God is such a good God. And he wants us globally, all over the world. And that's what Cass Mind is doing, and Cass Ministries. We're doing that. Going global, because God said, go into all the uttermost parts of the earth. That's a commandment, and we're not backing or slacking down from it, because we know that all we have to do is believe him, and he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And I said, Lord, you're rich. That's not a power for you, a problem for you. So our subject, we're here in the last 2 months of the year, November and December, and our theme for the last 2 months is the last part of the armor of God, and that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we're really digging into his words, and I was just reading today for my random reading in the scripture where I just kind of random the Bible and see where God has me land. It was in Mark, the first chapter, and it was just so beautiful. And I said, it's been a little while since I've read that. And I went, wow. And I thought, let me just share it with you. And it's the word of the Lord. But I thought, wow, this really, it just is very clear. If anyone wants to know, it's really clear. And I went, wow. And I said, I haven't read that for a little bit. And that's what you said. So let me read it to you. Pretty cool. First chapter of Mark, I think it's the 8th verse. I'm turning to it so that I don't misquote it. Oh, there, I have my ink pen still in it. All right. And here's what it said. And I went, woo. Well, that's really something, Lord. So clear. He says that, I got one more page to turn over. And we're almost there. All right. I'll start with 7. So I'm in the first chapter of Mark, 7th verse. And preach, saying, there cometh one mightier, and then they're talking about John. You can figure that out. And John is saying this, there cometh one mightier than I after me,
the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to swoop down and unloose. And then John says, 8th verse, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Bam, there it is. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now, if you haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, hello, you're missing what's supposed to happen. I mean, it's so clear. And I use this as a witness because it's just easy. Let me see if I can find it. It's either the 19th or the 10th. Let's see. All right, yeah, it's the 19th verse of Acts. I love this. This kind of correlates with what I read in Mark, first chapter, 8th verse. So this is the 19th chapter of Acts, 2nd verse. And it is Paul talking to these people. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I'll just ask that question random, kind of like to strangers sometimes. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You know, I said, it's a great question, isn't it? I said, I'm sorry, I can't take credit for writing it. Yeah, I actually quoted it from the Bible. But you can go ahead and answer it. And they're like, well, I'm not really sure. I think I have it. And, you know, those would be the answers that I get. But the answer in the Bible, they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Third verse, and he said unto them, how were you baptized? Oh, what's the connection here? Serious? Serious. And they said, unto John's baptism, because John, he just told you in the first chapter of Mark, he baptized with repentance. And then Paul answers, fourth verse, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized. What? They had to get baptized again? Serious? Serious. Check it out. Fifth verse, 19th chapter of Acts. I mean, either you're going to believe God's word or you're just going to make your stuff up. I wonder how far that's going to get you. Ought to be interesting. But this is what it says. I didn't write it, and I wasn't even there. It says, when they heard this, they were baptized how? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bam, there it is. And when he had laid his hands on them, what? The Holy Ghost came on them. What? And they spake with tongues and prophesied. Excuse me. There it is. Man, he told Nicodemus, Jesus said, he said, if you're not born of the water and the spirit, you won't even so much as see the kingdom of heaven. If you want this peace, love, joy, and happiness that God has for you, you've got to do it his way. It's there for you. Period. And just talking with people, so many are depressed and having such a difficult time in life. Been there, get it. But when you choose God above your depression and above your sad story, he will help you. And you say, how can I do that? Just ask him. It's as simple as you asking and then believing that he will do it. But you've got to say it. You've got to use your words. And that's the name of our subject for this week, is the power of the word working for you. Is the power of the word working for you? Remember, we're studying the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. You don't have any ammunition unless you have this stuff working for you. And right here in the 19th chapter, it tells you what you initially need, how this thing is going to work for you. So if it's not working, let me see. Is it you or is it God? I wonder which one it is that's having some difficulty. I choose you because I know God's his word works. It's infallible. It works every time, all of the time. But you've got to use it, and you've got to speak it. And you've got to speak it in faith, believe it, not try it for a while. I tried it. It didn't work. That's the point. You tried it. Okay. I tried riding a bicycle. It didn't work. Well, you had to work at it and make your mind up. I'm doing this. I tried driving. You know, do make your mind up. This is it. I'm not leaving. I mean, who are you fooling? Only yourself. If you make your mind up, I believe God, and it will work. And then you decide, I'm not switching. It's going to work, period. Then it will work. But if you say, well, I'm trying it. Come on, let me rub a little harder, rub the little genie bottle. That's a little harder. Maybe you'll come out and give him my three wishes. He's not a genie in a bottle. He is God. We must worship and adore him, honor him, love him, respect him, and obey him. When you make up your mind to do those things, it works. But if you're like, I'm just trying it for a minute. If it doesn't work, bam, you know, that's it. Well, then that's you and your knowledge. God doesn't have to prove himself. You need to prove to yourself that you will believe him and you will wait on him. And you know he's going to do a promise abundantly more than you can ask or think. Who doesn't want that in life? Well, it just doesn't happen like that for me because you don't believe it. It said, there's a scripture that says, Jesus did not do many miracles in Nazareth because of their unbelief. In other places, the Bible will say he healed all of them. Everybody was healed. So was he having a bad day? No, that was not the case. They didn't believe. You can't receive what you do not believe. God is willing and able to do more than you can ever even ask or think because he's God, and that's how he does things. Okay, so let me get to the scripture that I had written. God is so good. It's just exciting reading his word and seeing what he has to say. And every time, if you allow yourself, he will reveal more because the word has to come by revelation. And we live in a world of information. But the word comes by revelation. Once you receive information and the fact, then it is what it is. But with God, it grows. And it grows because it has power. So I use the book of Esther, the 9th chapter and the first verse. That was my scripture reading. Remember, the subject title is the power of the word working for you? And my subtopic is change your words, change your destiny. It's all in what you say. Why is that powerful? Because your words have power. When you say it out loud, then you're saying to the atmosphere and to the Lord and to the world, this is what I believe because this is what I say. And then you just believe that it's coming. And while you're waiting for it to come and to manifest, you move like it's already happened. That's the key factor. You move as if it has already happened, as if it is already in place. Now, in the 12th month of Esther 9th chapter, I'll read some of this and I'll probably paraphrase so I can get through this. In the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, where the king's commandment and this decree drew near to put in execution in the day of the enemies of the Jews and they hoped to have power over them. So it was turned to the contrary that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in the city throughout the province of King Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their heart. So what is happening here? There was a decree that went out that the Jews would be completely annihilated by the evil Haman because he was mad at Mordecai, Esther's great uncle, Because he didn't bow to him at the gate. He says, no, I only bow to God. So he told the king there are people that do not honor who you are and what you are. He, you know, it's twisted. And he ended up being hanged on the gallows. He had planned to hang Mordecai on. Because of Mordecai's words, he went to Esther and he said, I need you, we need you to go before the king. Because there's a decree that's going out for all of our people to be killed. And long story short, she took her minute. But after that minute, she says, you know, if I perish, I perish. Maybe I came into the kingdom for such a time as this. Because little Esther was a little girl that was orphanaged, and her great uncle took her in. And in the process of what had happened in the kingdom of Ahasuerus, the greatest kingdom on earth at the time, the Persian army, Queen Vashti had been oust out because she didn't want to dance and obey the king. So he's looking for a new queen, and Esther was chosen. So she goes from being, I mean, your life can change in a day according to his riches and the glory if you believe him. And she believed God. She had been trained, and here she is, and look at how God has strategically brought her. But then here's the thing. The point came when she could choose her words and decide whether or not she was going to fulfill her assignment while she was there. And the first thought came out of her mouth was, no, if I go before the king and he hasn't called me, I can be beheaded. Really wasn't planning that. Okay. But then her great uncle told her, he said, look, we know the promises of God. And they don't include the annihilation of the Jews. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. This is not to be our end because of this law mandate that has been made through Haman, through the king. So he says, okay, if you choose, then you die with these people. Because I know God, see his words, I know God will raise up somebody else. I know this is not our finish. His words, your words, can change your entire destiny of a nation, of your family, of your children, of your loved ones, your words. Watch what you say about them. You know you ain't nothing, ain't never going to be nothing. You're just like, don't let stuff come out of your mouth like that. For one thing, it's a curse to them, and it'll be a curse to you as well. So you don't benefit by putting people down. It's always a disservice to them and to you. So you want to watch. You want to bless people. And if you know, like the old saying, if you can't say something good, don't say anything. Just, you know, be mindful to keep your mouth shut. That works. But then she changed her framing and said, well, if this is my time to die in service, then that's, if I perish, I perish. And she went before the king and found favor. See, God told me a long time ago, whatever I tell you to do, I've already placed people in places for your favor. Because you trust me, I'm God. I know the thoughts I have for you. I have thoughts of good, not of evil. So when you obey me, I've got this thing. Okay? I've got it together. So the king made another decree upon Esther's advice through a series of banquets and so forth. I'm just going a shortcut to the story. But the point is her words and her obedience and her love for God above herself, her love for her nation above herself, changed the course of destiny for an entire nation. Whose world are you affecting? Whose world can you change by showing goodness and grace and mercy to someone? So the king, the only thing he did was say with his words, okay, Jewish people, even though the law says you're going to be annihilated, I'm making another law that says you can stand up for yourself and fight for your freedom. Now, did anything change besides words? Nothing. But you know what, God's so magnificent. You know, and I'm thinking, I'll just throw this in there, even though this is the president-elect is coming. You know, we as a people can pray. I don't care what somebody has planned in their heart that doesn't work well for our nation. If we band together as one and pray, God can change. I was very careful today to not make any negative comments or any negative worry about our new president. He is the president of the United States. That's who he is. He's the president-elect, and that's what is going to be. And all the newscasters say, and who would have ever believed that, you know? But he is, so we need to really pray, as we always do, because the scripture says the heart of the king, hello, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he moves it whithersoever he wills. God is still on the throne. I don't care who takes the presidency. But if we don't pray, if we don't use our words, then it won't be to our benefit. Esther used her words, and the heart of the king, the Lord moved it in the favor of the Jewish people. And because he made a decree and said, fight! Fight! The Jews became empowered just through a word. Nothing else happened to them. They didn't go on special training and get special tools and special armor and special nothing. Just the word, fight for yourself. And the enemy that was planning to slaughter them, fear fell on them. Fear is a heavy component. You can't win with fear. That's why when you pray, you got to believe. You can't be fearful that it's not, oh, I don't know what the Lord's going to do. Well, why don't you request what you want the Lord to do and to stand on that? He said, make your request known, and if your ways please me, I'll grant you the heart's desire. Well, I just don't know how God's going to move. Really? Use his word. He says, decree and declare thing, and it shall be. Do you believe it? Are you willing? Oh, my goodness. Are you willing to step out on faith and say, Lord, I believe. I believe you're going to save me. I don't. When everything else around me looks a hot mess. He said, I look to the hills and what comes my help? My help coming from the Lord. The Jews became empowered just by a word. And guess what happened? It's amazing what a word will do. It says that second verse of the ninth chapter of Esther. The Jews gathered themselves together in the cities throughout the province of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such who sought to hurt them. Uh-oh, what happened? And no man could withstand them. What? Enemy couldn't withstand them. It says, for the fear fell on all the people. Now check this one out. This is really pretty cool. Third verse. And all the rulers of the province and the lieutenants and the deputies. Oh, yeah. And officer of the king. What did they do? They helped the Jews. They were supposed to be part of the people that killed them, okay? But they helped them. A word. Change your word. Change destiny. It changed destiny because a word said, fight! Woo! Hallelujah. Fight. Oh my gosh. Fight for it. And know that God is the one. Do I have someone online? It looks like I didn't. I missed it. Hello? Wow. Fight for it. Hello? I don't think so. We got 36 seconds, but praise the Lord. Someone, I think, called in, and I missed them. Yeah. So sorry. Try again. But fight for it. Use your word. Use the tools that God has given you, that whole armor of God. Put it on and fight for it. Know that he loves you. I do have more call. Yeah, and be blessed of God. We know that he has fortified you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. Bless our listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.